When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Views expressed here are not supported by and do not reflect those of the Evening Rush Network. Viewer's discretion is advised.
What's going on? You already know what it is. It's the Evening Rush each and every Wednesday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. with Don, Rainbow, and TK. Big shout out to WLEO 26.7 in Baltimore. Shout out to WUPN 86.4, the Beat in South Carolina. Shout out to Fleet GJs. Shout out to Bobby D Custom. Shout out to Green Link Media. And shout out to Liddy Radio. You already know what it is, man. Much love, much love, much love. So you already know what I need y'all to do. I need y'all to subscribe. I need y'all to like. I need y'all to share. If you are on Facebook, hit at followers, at everyone, at highlights. Yo, let's share the show, show that love. Today we got a special guest in our building already. Yo, we got Miss Tasha B in the building. Miss Tasha, excuse me.
You know what's up, peoples? What's up, peoples? What's up, peoples?
What's going on? TK said she'll be right back.
Yes.
So, yo, it's been a crazy week already. First and foremost, it's Autism Awareness Month. I know definitely it was autism awareness on April 2nd. So, you know, if y'all know anybody with autism, please support, go to Autism Speak, you know, shoot them a couple of dollars. If you go to the Evening Rush page, I have it already pinned up where you can just hit the Autism Speaks and it'll go straight to them and just donate. It could be a dollar, it could be a penny. Donate something and show love to these kids that have autism. They definitely need it. Rest in peace to DJ Mr. C. Oh, wrong button.
Yeah, definitely.
Crazy to hear that. And me and Rainbow been in the same building with him and Flex when they was going through it and then they finally made up. Kind of crazy. So, you know, I'm on my way home and I had to hear that Mr. C very passed. Crazy. You know what I mean?
I just want to know, like, what happened? Like, what was the
that's
cause
the crazy
of death?
Thing. I've been searching, like, what happened?
Yeah,
and there is no cause of death yet. So we don't know what happened.
We'll find out in a week, y'all. And
shout out to Power. I got to say, shout out to Power 105. Yo, they've been playing a lot of Biggie and shouting Mr. C out. So, you know what I mean? And I know they had their differences.
Condolences to the family.
Right.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because when death hit, it's hard on you. Mm. You know? And death come quick and it comes sudden. So,
I don't know. Sometimes it don't come quick and you be like,
yeah, definitely. But you know, when it do come, it's off key for everybody.
Like, no matter when it comes, if you know it's coming or if you don't, it's still a hit.
Yeah, it's hard. So we send condolences out to the family.
Absolutely.
And you know, just remember all the good times. Remember everything about them. That's how you keep them alive. You know.
Listen, I've been at all these functions with Mr. C. So this is. Yeah, you know, I know I hit one of my boys real hard. Yo, shout out to my dude, Banger. The whole DJ Ace family. I already know it hit them hard. Because they've been at multiple venues with them.
Over there looking like MC Light. Anybody, do you know they tell you that. You need
no,
stuff.
Don't.
You
know? No, no one's ever Rainbow, said that.
Rainbow looking like MC Light over there. You know?
That's the first time I've heard that.
Rainbow,
but I'll take it.
How MC Light got them little nice jaws, them nice cheeks and stuff, and that nice mouth. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh,
yeah.
That plane.
Yeah. You know, light old pretty girl.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That's why I said I'll take it. I take it as a compliment.
She got the same little cheeks and that smile, yep. Mm-hmm. What y'all want to get into? Talk to
me. Well, we usually start with how was your week? So, Rainbow, how was your week? And then I tell me you were tired.
But
I want to hear something went down on you. I want to hear you drove to Atlanta, through Atlanta. There was a shootout at a mass, different places. And I want to hear something exciting.
That's not what I want. Like, why the hell would I want that?
No. I want to hear something exciting.
You in Atlanta.
Yeah, I saw it on the, my man sent it to me. But I hope, thank God I wasn't there for it. Some guys beat some guys up at the club, took their car and took their money. Down the block for my job. I was like, God damn. I said, I drive past there every day to go to work. I mean, to come home. I don't go that way to go to work. But on my way home, I pass there all the time. John, I don't want no exciting things to happen. Because the exciting things that happen out here are usually shootouts and car crashes. That's not what I want. So I want a nice, boring life. I don't want excitement. Oh, I'm going to Jamaica for my birthday. That's exciting.
Oh, that's all right. Yep. Yeah. Did him.
That's my week, as far as my week. Oh, you know, I work 7 days a week. But guess what? I got 2 days off this week. It was amazing. It was an amazing week. I was on Sunday and today. It was amazing. What can I say? I'm happy. But I'm excited.
What you going to do when you get there?
When I get to Jamaica?
Yeah.
Nothing.
What?
Nothing, because I don't get to do nothing here.
Not after all that right there. You got to do something. Come on now.
I don't want to do nothing. I don't want to do nothing. I'm going to go to dinner on the resort, and that's all I got to do, and go to the spa. That's all I need to do. I don't need to do nothing exciting. I don't want to do nothing.
You got to go off the resort.
We said we was gonna go to KFC because they say KFC in Jamaica is thebomb.com.
Yeah, I heard the spa is lit too.
You gotta
don't even
to
run
Kingston.
That.
You gotta go to Kingston and get your big spliff.
I'm going
all
to
your
go,
jewelry.
I'm going to know it's Kingston so I could get beat the fuck up. No, I'm good. They gonna
TK. I heard the spa is lit too though.
What's good, mother? Too, I see you in a second.
I look as a massage therapist. Every time I go on vacation, I'm going to get me a massage. I don't give a shit. I'm not talking about that river one where they be, you know, not that one at the resort.
Wait a minute, is that when they throw mud on you or something like that?
Yeah, where they throw mud on you and they massage all of your body parts.
That's relaxing.
Yeah, unless I'm going with my man and I have a man. Are y'all trying to get me killed?
No. I just said, all I said was, I heard the spot was lit too. That's all. I didn't say nothing else after that.
TK was that looks rather relaxing.
You know the women that rub you down with all the
money? That's all I said. I say it looks relaxing. No, I didn't say you go do it. I just said it looks relaxing.
From what I only saw, I only seen a bunch of women getting rubbed down by a bunch of men. I ain't seen no men out there getting rubbed down by a bunch of women. But then again, most of the men probably have women and they don't want their woman know they was getting rubbed down. So probably ain't no video.
No, they go to the Chinese spot for that. Get a happy ending.
Here in the States.
Oh shit, Don. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
they didn't have to leave the country for that. They get a happy ending here in America.
I had to take a sip to that. I'm sorry, Don.
What you mean you don't know what we're talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not allowed to get massages because I don't like no dude touching my body, and then I can't have women touching my body. So I just say fuck them.
You just stay fucked up.
That your wife gives you a massage.
Yeah, nah, I just stay fucked up. I don't need a massage.
He said no.
Anyway, TK, how was your week?
You know, this week been a little shitty.
Oh my god, nobody with no exciting shit.
You know, until I probably leave this job, it's probably gonna be that way. But me and my kids started swim classes Saturday, and that was really cool.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
That's nice.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Activities. I had just saw something. I don't remember if it was on TikTok or TikTok. What the hell? I can't even talk today, y'all. TikTok or if it was on, something. But they have like a cake decorating class here in Atlanta. I'm like, I'm gonna go and do that. They got a cake. It's called Cake and Sip. I don't know.
Yeah, my sister-in-law went and did it.
Yeah, I don't know how good my cake is gonna be, because if I'm sipping, count me the fuck out.
Just pour some in the cake. You'll never know the difference.
See, we got some bakers in the building.
No, it's already, the cake is already baked. You just decorate it.
Same shit.
Yeah. She said, put it in the box and they'll never know.
No, put a little bit in the cake. My week was awesome.
A little drizzle.
Yeah, my week was awesome, guys. Yeah, you know,
you had some excitement.
No, I'm like you. I'm calm as hell.
Good.
I'm telling you, I'm so calm. If y'all see me turn into a mannequin on here, don't think that I ain't still here. I done froze up, but I'm about calm as hell. I be in here like this. I'll be like, is she moving? I'll be like, yeah, I'm here. Wait. I'm gonna hit y'all with that joke that the people don't know, right? I be done walked to the store already and came back. So I'll be calm as fuck up in here. Yeah, guys. Right? I'm glad to be here with you. Thank you for inviting me to your show.
Glad, thank you for being here.
You are ready.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
All right, so we're gonna Dawn, how was your week?
I had an exciting week.
Oh shit.
It was WrestleMania weekend. So I was on D&D. I didn't want to be bothered by anybody. I was just upset with the ending. I mean, I love night one. Night one was magnificent. Night two was heartbreaking because Roman lost the title. So I'm a little upset still.
Do any of y'all ladies know what the hell he's talking about?
Yeah,
I do. Okay. I do. I don't watch the new wrestling shit because that shit ain't real. I like the old school wrestling from back.
Yeah,
I'm about to say that shit was kind of fake too, but it's a little bit more real than what's going on now.
I'm heartbroken.
Y'all are
just insulting wrestling. First of all, if we watch Love and Hip Hop, it's the same damn thing.
I don't watch.
But you know what? My kids keep me up on it. That's what I was gonna ask you, TK. How many Network? Kids?
If you watch the Zeus Network, same damn thing.
Oh, you're talking about everything's fake. I don't know anything about Zeus. I don't know nothing about Love and Hip Hop. I don't know nothing.
The Tribal Chief is no longer the heavyweight champion, and I'm upset. And that's all I'm gonna talk about.
Well, you know that's all fake.
You mad?
They be knowing who's gonna win, who's gonna lose.
Garbage.
Wow.
You watching that?
I'm angry.
I'm sorry.
Don said, "I'm angry."
Yeah, he hurt. Roman Reigns. I told y'all how I feel about some.
Oh, ghetto TV. Yes, that's ghetto.
Samoans
is garbage. Mm.
Don over there bewildered.
Who was he fighting against? Because I don't even know nobody's name. I know
He fought Cody Rhodes.
Who? Wait, look like he black?
Nah, he white.
Oh, I really don't know that.
White, the white man won the title back.
Wow.
White man took the title back.
They said
the real wrestlers are either on
that's Rocky stuff right there.
A nursing home or deceased.
They said they tired of the Samoans winning. They said, fuck y'all.
Yeah, TK be catching everything. She mad funny.
Yo, let's get into the get in. You already know. Let's get into the get in.
What's the get in?
Rest us up
in the building. We're gonna interview our guests.
Oh man, thank you guys. Thank you guys. Y'all funny as hell. Got me over here cracking up.
You got yourself cracking up.
Tears. Got tears in my eyes.
Don't you blame that on us.
So, blame
us, y'all.
I'm going to get to the first question, which is, who is Miss Taj B?
The little lady in the neighborhood.
I need you not to breathe like that.
It was like a big sigh of relief.
A little lady in the neighborhood trying to teach some stuff. You know? That's it, really. You know?
Where you out of? Let them know where you out of.
I am currently in Orlando, Florida.
Oh, definitely.
I'm from Newburgh, New York. Mm. Yeah, I'm from the Burg. That's right. That's right. I'm from the home of the poet Saul Williams. I'm from the home of the young man y'all call Partisan Fontaine. Mm. I'm from the home of James Baldwin and, you know, people of that sort. So, you know, we got a little flex. You get what I'm saying? From the DJ himself, one of the first master DJs. Back in the day, DJ Kid Nice, that was my mentor. Mm. And so, over the years, I've done some things, seen some things, and I just try to give it out now, you know, to who want to hear something. I don't talk to everybody. I don't like everybody. I had told, what's my man? If y'all view my channel, I told DJ, Jay Relentless, better not nobody knock on my fucking door. You might want to get it from here because you better not knock at my damn door.
That's right.
I'm a traditional old lady. I'll be done cuss you out and shoot at my damn door. You know.
Something else might knock back at you. You better act like you know.
You better get away my damn door. I ain't playing. I'm one of them old, you know, New York women. So I try to give it where I can get it. You know what I'm saying? And you know, that's why I say y'all get an opportunity to grill me. What y'all want to know?
So let's start off with what made you start your own podcast for The Ultimate DJ?
Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home. Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch. The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed. And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents. Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
I breathed again, TK. Fuck you. some years ago, I was a arts and cultural commissioner, first African-American woman to serve on Newburgh, New York's Arts and Cultural Commission.
Okay.
What I do is grassroots economic development. So, you know, everybody always say, where do you start at? So I started at home. I went back home to go and put my city back on the map. You get what I'm saying? Where
Amen.
My city was falling apart. So I took my skills and went back home and gave it my best at home. You get what I'm saying? And now everything is up and running, praise the Lord, you know, because God was definitely wielding me that way. You feel me? And because God was wielding me, it made it easier for me to do the things that I was able to do at home. And you know, black people are hard to deal with, but
you know,
we get it done though. We got it done. And so what caused the ultimate DJ was, it was like one of my last projects on my way leaving New York. I had people like Ron G coming battle, and you know, I don't know if y'all know the DJ set. Don, you might know the DJ set a little bit better. And the girls, y'all might know it too, because you know, we be up on some stuff, because guys be liking love music and girls be into hip hop though. You know what I'm saying?
But I know who DJ Ron G is.
Yeah, but we had Ron G, we had DJ Birdie Bird coming through, we had DA Smalls coming through from the Seal Indictment tapes. I don't know if you remember those back in the day. We had the Seal Indictment man and Seal Indictment DJ coming through. And so it you still in New York, Don, that's why I'm kicking it like this to you. Who else? What's that little dude name?
I'm done.
DJ Odyssey.
Yeah, I know DJ Odyssey.
Yeah, Odyssey, that's my little man. That's he's one of my my little dudes underneath me that I teach. You know, like I believe that iron sharpens iron. You get what I'm saying? So Odyssey is one of the little dudes underneath me that I teach, that I keep on his sharpness, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if y'all have listened to any of his music lately, but he's gotten awfully great. But anyway, with the help of Odyssey, I began a DJ festival called The Ultimate DJ in my hometown. And you know, there's always gonna be some opposition with you know, that Punchinella shit in the neighborhood. You get what I'm saying? So it's always gonna be that type of op. You feel what I'm saying? And DJ Kid Nice being my mentor had pressed me to, do it like you do it, baby girl. You know, because his story and our story, I'll go into a little later. I'm just going to stick to how we got to the Ultimate DJ stuff real quickly. I'm going to try to land my plane real fast. But it turned into from a neighborhood project to me battling the entire world. So like 9 years ago, I issued a battle. The Ultimate DJ Facebook page, the battle opened up about 11 years ago. And only one or two DJs was really battling. You get what I'm saying? And so at that ninth year, you know, the 2 years in, when I noticed that only the two DJs was battling each other, it made me jump in and battle everybody. And for some reason, guys like fighting girls.
Yeah,
I don't know what the fuck that is, but
what it is, they that's light work. I could beat that ass. That's what that is.
Guys like fighting girls, and I don't know what the hell that is, but you know, I come from all boys, so I'm an ultimate warrior. Don, that was for you.
That was one of my favorite wrestlers. That was one of my favorite wrestlers.
That was when wrestling was real.
All that paint used to come off that face.
I'm trying to tell you. So, you know, I had my dad in the house. You know, my stepfather raised me. That's why, you know, listening to some of the Manosphere stuff is kind of outlandish for me, because I come from all boys. Mm. I'm the only girl. I'm next to the youngest. And then I had a father in the house with me. My biological father is still alive, but I had a stepfather in the house with me that raised me from 4 until death did us part. You get what I'm saying? So I'll be listening to other people like, what the fuck is they talking about? like these niggas is hurt. But you know, so what? Anyway, yeah, to get past that, you know, I'm just trying to say about why niggas like fighting with women. But anyway, you know, to get past that stage, it turned into a battle where I reached all across the world. You know, I was battling people in Ireland and in Russia, and you know, they were teaching me their techniques and, you know, how they do it. Oh my God, it was amazing. Mm. You know, because, you know, I be listening to it. Because, you know, when you're a DJ, you hear everything.
Right. You know what I'm saying? You hear a lot of things, but that doesn't mean you understand it. The beat.
Man,
like, you understand the language,
Even the music make you understand the language. You get what I'm saying? Like the rhythm of the music.
I listen to a lot of K-pop, so you ain't got to tell me, because I have no idea what the hell lyrics say.
I know, but you know what? But
I know what this song I'm talking about.
Yep, that's right. if you put it in Google Translate, wait a minute, it's going to be saying the same shit you thought it was saying.
Absolutely. Because here and there, they would get some pieces of English, so I'd be like, that's what they meant. Oh, okay.
Because it's really our stuff.
I'm always, we met on Facebook. Ooh. I mean, we met on StreamYard. You know, we chopped it up. I was like, you know, I got two amazing artists, so, you know, made me go down to your YouTube page and make sure you interview artists. When I looked down it, you interview a lot of amazing artists.
Like, and serious folk.
What I enjoyed the most was the fact that you kept it real with them. If they were garbage, you let them know, listen, you got some stuff you got to work on, and you gave them.
You that level real?
Yeah.
See, I like you. I like you.
Yeah, so, see, that's why I said T-Sharp. That's why I said T-Sharp, T-Sharp. T-Catch everything. I see you. I'm an old head, T. I see you. I'm old. You know that old lady in the corner be sitting somewhere watching shit all the time.
You got to get it right. She be sitting back with her hands on us like this.
But go ahead,
Don. Not in the rocking chair.
I'm sorry.
So
Tell me that.
One of the things I actually admired was the fact that you did keep it real with artists. You let them know when, you know, listen, there's something you need to work on. You broke down what they needed to work on, and some of them took it. And you can tell by the facial expression, it's like, like, I say I'm garbage. So how did you get into those transitions of when you had to tell them what they needed to work on?
Because I used to be in artist management for a long time. I was into artist management for like 20 years in between. Like, my DJ project was the last thing on my list on my way out the door. But believe it or not, my father was a chess master, so that my dad's chess game setup was my last project, but the DJ was right before that. You get what I'm saying? But in transition from that, in between that, I worked for a record company. And, you know, I worked as an executive A&R, but I also was in artist management for like 20 years. You get what I'm saying? And a lot of times they get mad with me because, okay, and girls, y'all gonna understand this, because if y'all see me, you're gonna understand. You'll be like, oh shit, we get it. You know, what I look like and who I am don't match. You get what I'm saying? And so when we're out there in the world trying to get it done, don't let me distract you. You get what I'm saying? Like, I need for you to hear what I'm saying. Stop Absolutely. Looking at me. Stop looking at me and hear me.
No, I hear you.
But that's what I be telling people. The girls know what I'm saying. That's why I said, girl, y'all gonna understand this. Because stop looking at me and hear what I'm saying to you. You feel me?
What it is people be like, oh, that's a pretty face. She has no idea what she's talking about. And I know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I got all the knowledge.
That's a wild card.
With the pretty face.
Yeah, and then they think I'm young, too, to go along with it. And it be cracking me up and shit. And I be looking at them like, you my kid's age.
Mm-hmm.
You hear what I'm saying? And it's funny, you know, having to be in the midst of it. So instead of me being in the midst of it, what I did was I went from battling the entire world when COVID hit. I'm that DJ that got all the DJs up to DJ for y'all for free.
Ooh.
You get what I'm saying? Because I issued that battle to, this is our craft. This is what we do anyway. So while we sitting around, we might as well be mastering our craft.
Absolutely.
Because, man, D-Nice was funky during COVID.
Let's get it.
He was
when y'all hear that... When y'all hear that, y'all hear him saying, let's get it. That's me. That come from me.
Mm.
When y'all keep hearing him say, let's get it or come on with it. That's because that's what they hear me say before every blender. You know, every time I challenge him, I'll say something like, let's do it or let's get it. You know, come on with it. You know, when I think I'm beating him, that's when I start talking shit. That's when the come on with it come about.
You ain't got shit.
Let's get it. You know, I told y'all guys like battling women for some reason. So I figured, you know, I could take it to the next level.
Spotlight.
Yeah, no, bro. I'm telling you, that's how you get them to participate. Mm. You get what I'm saying? You got to put a woman in the mix. Because when it's just men like that, you know, men have a camaraderie. You get what I'm saying? And so in order for me to break the camaraderie and jump in there, you know, it was like all pile on the rabbit as soon as I said, let's get it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just so happened, praise the Lord, I'm one of New York's first female DJs. You know, I just happened to get pregnant. And so my life went over that way instead of over that way. You get what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
But I never stopped DJing in the process of all that. I always kept my skills up. You get what I'm saying? Even with my kids, you know, my children know music that they shouldn't know. They still complain right now about that Bitches Ain't Shit song.
that used to be my jam, though. Hang on.
They still complaining. My!
We're going to be right back. We got to pay
a couple of bills. They wanted to know that damn song. Don't let them fool you.
Yeah, well, it put them on game.
We got to pay a couple of bills. We'll be right back. You already know what it is. It's the Evening Rush. Let's get it.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's your girl, Chrissy, here to let you know that the Evening Rush Network now has an app. Yes, an app, you guys. So you can stay connected on the go and watch all your favorite podcast shows. You can download the app at Google Play Store or Apple iTunes. So spread the word. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Also, if you're looking to start a podcast and really don't know how, well, hit us up at theeveningrushnetwork@gmail.com and inquire about time slots, pricings, and everything you may need to get started. We got you. Join the winning team, the Evening Rush Network. And also, download that app. What are you waiting for? Get to it.
Follow the drip.
Are you one that likes to stand out amongst the rest? Well, check out Painted Drip by The Joker. Painted Drip is a customized footwear company that specializes in unique hand-painted customized footwear, which is hand-painted by The Joker himself. Shipping is available all over, East Coast, West Coast, no matter where you are, we can get your products to you. So follow The Drip. Check out their IG page, Painted Drip, for more information. And again, all footwear is customized and hand-painted by The Joker himself.
If you're looking for good food made with fresh ingredients, let Chef Beauty pleasure your taste buds. Whether it's a brunch party, a birthday party, a corporate event, or an intimate dinner, we're here to serve all your catering and private chef needs. We can be reached at 718-450-0885, on Instagram at Chef Beauty, by email chefbeauty@icloud.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Is now out. You can go catch the Evening Rush sneakers. They are made from Italy. You can go to the eveningrushnetwork.com and hit the button, and it will take you where you can go cop those. And you definitely appreciate it. So we are back.
You're now listening to the Evening Rush Network.
And we got Mr. Tosh in the building. Mr. Tosh
beat me. Let me trip y'all out.
You know, we're having a great conversation. We know you and the Ultimate DJ Podcast. Mm-hmm. Make sure y'all tune in to that every Wednesday at 7. That's what you got to change, though. You got to change your time slot.
Oh, so y'all can come through. Y'all can come through just, you know, sorry, y'all.
Listen.
Y'all can come through with when it's over.
You ain't got to say sorry. We all have an allergy issues.
Yeah, I'm down here.
Last week, we sounded terrible. Like, all of me and Rainbow was like, but we here. That's what we keep telling everybody. Yeah. No matter what, that's our love for them.
I'm telling you, I'm down here in Florida, but it's nice, though. Oh, it's nice down here. Yeah, it's like 80 degrees. What about y'all? What y'all looking like up there?
We was at
Texas. She all right in Texas.
Yesterday. We was at 75 yesterday. And then today it warmed up a little bit. We like at 60.
Rainbow, you in Atlanta, you about what? 70, 80?
70. It says it's 69 degrees outside now. Yesterday was horrible. It rained and it was a gloomy day yesterday. I don't know, but
yeah.
It's like 70.
Oh, did y'all see
the
eclipse? Super.
No, I didn't see it.
Nah, it was, well, it was dark. It was too cloudy in Texas to see it. It just got real dark.
First of all, y'all know I hate pink, but my kids got these free from T-Mobile.
Put them on. Let me see.
Those are nice. Those are nice.
Pink glasses, and then you open them up. Put them on. Sunglasses. Let me see. And then you got. So I saw them. Yeah, no,
that's a Dwayne Wade. Those are Dwayne Wade's.
You should have caught me.
Dwayne Wade, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should have caught me on Tuesday. That would have been your only day. And I didn't even go out the door. I sat at the door.
It was Monday.
Whatever. That was the only day you was going to catch me wearing
pink
glasses.
You
know I'm not going outside with no pink glasses on.
Girl,
that is not me.
They said a manly man ain't scared to wear pink.
Yeah, I'm a manly man, but I ain't wearing pink.
Say it loud.
Yeah, I know that.
The one in the corner.
Don't be like that. The kids
Sorry.
Daddy, you looking good, Dad.
Nah, they knew better than that. It was like, not my daddy. Anyway,
no.
Ain't nothing wrong.
I didn't get
it,
a chance to see the eclipse. I had walked to the store and came back. I was sleeping.
He said, so I was sleeping. I bet. No.
I
told y'all how old folks do. Don't even start that shit.
It didn't get dark here. So I didn't know when it happened.
I didn't get, because you had to be in this line of but from my understanding, if you wasn't in the line of the eclipse, you weren't gonna see it. It wasn't gonna get pitch dark. So it only happened in certain periods.
But that's what I'm trying to say. I didn't know when it was supposed to happen. I wasn't outside. I would have had to go to the window.
If you looked at the sun, because you had to have these special glasses to look at the sun, otherwise you would have burnt out your retina or cornea or some shit thing.
Yeah, you can't look
blind.
Directly at it. Yeah. That's why the kids hooked you up with the pink glasses.
It said T-Mobile was giving it away for free. Shout out to T-Mobile.
Yeah,
I've been
nice
with y'all 12 years. And I think I might keep going.
Yeah, they nice too.
Love T-Mobile.
Rock them. Find you find you a nice Salmon shirt.
I'm giving these to my daughter now. These will be my daughter's glasses, so we're
you
good.
You hear me talking about find you a nice Salmon shirt? That way you ain't gotta say it's pink.
I'm totally straight. I appreciate it. They done tried it all. They even went and got me a shirt, a gray shirt with pink, with some pink lettering in it. And she's
I'm telling you
gonna wear this? Hell no.
Why?
Don't please.
Flip the Dwayne Wade's up like on a different world.
I ain't wearing pink. Sorry.
Shut the hell up.
Old school gangster. I ain't wearing no pink. I'm sorry.
Just
I don't know what you're like talking about. Old school gangsters wear
like
pink.
Wrestling, don't wear pink.
Tell them, T.
Brett to hit me in heart. That had black. Owen Hart.
I'm saying when wrestling was real.
All his favorite wrestlers wear pink. All of them.
That is very much not true.
Roman wears pink.
Roman does not wear pink. I've never seen Roman in pink.
Not in the ring, but I'm pretty sure outside of the ring, that man wears pink.
I've never seen it. I refuse to believe it. Listen, I don't know why women want to see their man
wasn't
in pink.
Wearing pink.
That's the problem. I don't understand why do y'all want to see our man in pink.
Maybe he lost because he was not wearing pink.
Maybe because pink is a nice color and it looks good on most people. So why not wear it?
It looks good on women. I established that. I think it looks amazing on women. Sexy on who?
Anybody who wears it.
We let's not force that on you. We don't let's not do that, girls, because that's
right.
Bender. Yeah, that's bendering on that LBGT XYZ and stuff. We don't want
to
do that.
I ain't going to hell with
sorry, bro. we apologize because we like manly men's over here, right, girls? We like manly men.
Yeah. Yo, and that's the crazy thing. Like, yo. I have nothing against the alphabet community. You don't know this.
I got a couple fucking issues. But go ahead though.
But the fact that you called them the alphabet community, I'm out.
No, that's only because there's too many letters to remember.
Let me out. I want off this ride.
There's too many letters for me to remember. So that's the reason why I said the alphabet community. Much
Rainbow,
respect.
They done took your whole name, boo. Your whole name.
Yeah, I think that's the proper way to say it.
Why do you think that's the proper way to say it?
Because it's a lot of letters to remember. If you can't remember all those letters, I think the proper way to say it is the alphabet community.
Yeah, they be doing a lot though. That's just a lot. So
who told you that though? Who told you that's the proper way to say it?
The alphabet community.
Did somebody?
I couldn't think of any other way to be saying it because I'm not going to sit there and try to recite all the letters.
Did you ask someone from the gay community if it was okay to say that?
No.
Oh.
I didn't know I need special permission.
Oh.
I didn't know we needed special permission.
For all we know, they could be considering that as, you know, black being called the nigga. We don't know.
We don't know if they think that is a derogatory term.
They do take it like that, though.
I know.
A lot of them get crushed.
Oh, thank you. You said a lot of them get crushed?
Yeah, a lot of them get crushed. They be crushed to the ground. Oh, my God. I am a girl. You be looking at it like, no, the fuck you not. But wait. I'm sorry.
Look, let them be what they want to be.
We do not do that over here. The thoughts and expressions of the people over here on Evening Rush is not the same as.
Yeah, it said it in the beginning. I make sure of it. You will not be suing the network. Network has nothing to do with it.
I'm just saying, though, you know.
And please don't mean to. Don't mean to the show.
The show. That means it would have to be all three of us that did that.
I ain't touch nobody, bro. Don't even start that. I might arrest you. I might frisk you, though, but I ain't, you know.
Frisk you?
Yeah, freeze. Yeah. You under arrest. Pat, 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 pat.
I'm not going to hell with y'all. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that with y'all today.
You under arrest.
You see, TK though, hit her mute button like 3 or 4 times. She's like,
TK, best stop running.
I don't have too much of whatever I done had, and now I got a blue ass tongue.
She's showing heart signs and everything else. She's like, not me.
Who is TB?
Who's TB?
Oh, Tosh B. I'm like, who the TB? Okay. I'm like, mother of two had me just now. I'm like, her name is TK. What are you talking about?
Oh man!
Girl, forget
yeah, guys.
Look, let's get back to the ultimate DJ.
I have a question. Yes.
How did I get to the podcast? That's what we were talking about. Go ahead, babe.
But I think did we get past that? You said you had to. I don't know.
Yeah, I challenged everybody, so it turned into this, and then it turned into from DJing to radio station to talk show.
Okay.
You know, and that was all in. Combination of the record company and all kind of other stuff, you know. So go ahead, babe.
How long have you been a DJ?
Wow, now you went, that's messed up. I said I was one of the first. Now you want to take me to the test, messed up.
Okay, if you don't want to tell us how long.
I've been a DJ almost 42 years. Feel me?
That's what I'm talking about. Give me your flowers while you hear this.
Yeah.
She started DJing the year I was born then.
Yeah, the only one that was out when I began to DJ was Jazzy Joyce. It was only me and Jazz as the girl, and Jazz didn't blend. She was a scratch master.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? But I came from Newburgh, which was downstate, which most New Yorkers, that's why I said Don when I was messing with Don, because most New Yorkers know Newburgh as the sixth borough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll hear everybody say, sixth borough? What the hell is the sixth borough? Then they'd be like, yo, that's Newburgh. You know, and so, you know, we've been known as sixth borough around New York City all our life. You get what I'm saying? And Six Borough represent same way. That's why when Party, we kept trying to tell everybody, Cardi, Party is Cardi. Y'all not listening. You get what I'm saying? Like, but because, you know, the street, the way that the street move, like I say, you rather be battling with the woman than the man. So they push the woman up there in order for the man to be seen. You get what I'm saying? And so when Kid Nice went to go out on his tour for Keep Dreaming and for I Want You to Like It, I was the baby girl on scheduled to go on a tour with him, you know? And so, you know, I got a chance to meet a couple people just through his influence alone. And then, you know, you would be surprised at the people that I've helped along the way that would be laughing if they knew that that was really me. Like a couple months ago, Dougie Fresh had hit my inbox and I laughed at him because he didn't know I was, you know, we talked for a little while, cracking up laughing. And I was saying to him, you don't even know who I am, do you? And he was like, no, like who, like, tell me. And I said to him, I'm that DJ. I remember the little girl that DJ for y'all when the show came out. And then I gave him the address and the different. He was like, oh shoot. But when I seen Slick Rick down at the Revolt Fest, me and him had that same reaction. You get what I'm saying? Look, he said, can't be. I said, no, but it is though. You know what I mean? Because you grew up.
You grew up, of course.
Yeah, but it is though. You get what I'm saying? But Don know what I'm saying when I say that, you know, but it is though. Mm-hmm. It is though. And so it make them laugh because to see me like, damn, after all these years, like you still around? I'm like, yeah, I'm still around. Like I went over here and I did some stuff and I went over here and I did some stuff and I made history over here and I made history over here and then I went over here and I did some stuff and I made history over here. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so now we make history here.
And this is why I say, when we come down, when I come down for fleet, I definitely need us to catch up. Because you're going to be around amazing DJs.
Yeah, y'all right behind me. Yeah. I could go around the corner and down the block and catch y'all. That's what I'm saying. That's how close y'all are to me. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm going to see y'all. You know, I might even bring y'all into my little studio, see if y'all could chill. I probably don't walk to the store and come back though.
Okay.
You know, hey.
We gonna leave y'all. She gonna be sleeping in the corner.
Yeah, give me a second. Give me a second.
She said, "I'm gonna be asleep in the corner."
Yeah, so that's gonna be our little code word at the spot. Be like, listen, y'all. I'm gonna walk to the store and come back. I'm gonna be at the crib though. Y'all wanna come around the corner at the crib, okay? I'm gonna point y'all to the way, you know, y'all.
If you know, you know, and if you don't, you don't need to.
Yeah, yeah.
So just the breakdown, when you, real quick, of your show, you gonna let them know. I'm gonna ask you these certain questions. And then we're gonna talk to it.
Go ahead.
What was your thought point of doing that? Because I've never seen an interview do that where they, you know, they ask the tough questions and then they want to relax, they get to know you as, you know, who you are. More of a mellow point.
It's a old management trick.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? Because it's like when the artist come into your office and you know they real cocky and they swear they confident, so you make them sing something real quick. Sing something then.
Mm.
No interview, no nothing. Just sing something. What you gonna impress me right now? It's to shake them up and see how well they can do under pressure. You get what I'm saying? And then the ease off at the end, what that allows people to do is just be able to have fun with it right after that. You get what I'm saying? Like, just ease into it and have fun. And so that's why I did the 5-question thing and then that we can just chill, you know? Because sometimes it throw you off. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see how advanced they are by what they're going to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the music game. You know what I'm saying? And when I've been in it so long, you know, I already know because I had picked some, like I was saying to you earlier, there's some people that you wouldn't even understand, like track masters. I remember managing him, Pope, from a little kid. Like I was one of his first, influences. You know, if y'all ever get close to him long enough to talk to him, tell him, said Nikki said, y'all was stuck on a train in New Jersey somewhere. Watch him start laughing. That's going to make him fall out laughing. Like, yeah, when we was the Brooklyn Breakers. And yeah, she said y'all was poppers before y'all was producers.
Mm.
You know, y'all was breakdancers. And watch him start laughing. He's going to be like, oh, man. And then, you know, so on and so forth. Like LL Cool J, I'm one of the first people to buy his album. When people say stuff like, I Need a Beat was his first album. I tell him, no, it wasn't.
Mm.
I Want You was his first album. That's the first one he came to the stage with, was I Want You. And I never forget, because I was coming out 125th Street out of the record shop over there, out of Harlem Records. I was like little. I had to be like 15. I was little. But because I had been around Kid Nice and got a chance to know people, you get what I'm saying? I was able to travel and do stuff that people around me couldn't really do.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So
that's,
I was down
there.
Yeah,
This is a history lesson.
Yeah, and so me moving, I'm telling you, me moving around, I wind up running in the, and right now, if y'all see him leave like little stuff, every now and again,
what's
I might comment.
JP?
And I say stuff to him like, hey, Mooka. And I say stuff to him like, I remember when you had an Applejack. I remember before your cane go, because when I met him, he had an Applejack on. You get what I'm saying? He didn't.
You lost me with the Applejack. I don't remember that one.
I'm telling you, the Applejack, that little fluffy hat with the front with the little old school joint. That's how I met him when I bought. Yeah, and I said to him,
because I ain't that old. I'm old, but I ain't that old. You threw me over with the Applejack.
You are. Yeah. You didn't realize you knew what it was.
Yeah. That little.
You know, my uncle and them had those.
That little Rudy from Fat Albert's hat.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, right? That's LL had on one of those at the time. You get what I'm saying? And he was trying to sell. And if he can hear this interview, it'll make him laugh, because it'll be like, damn, that right? I remember, because that's her. Because I remember saying to him, look, don't forget me when you get big. So like one album, and he was standing out there. So I stood out there with him for a little while and tried to help sell the album. And I was trying to catch the train back to Beacon, which was from 125th to Beacon Station. Y'all know, y'all from down there. So I need to break some money. So I took him in the store and I gave him $5 for his record. I bought me and him a juice and a bag of chips or something. We had some snacks and shit so I could break the money up so that I can go. You know what I'm saying? But before I left, I told him, do good, little dude. You know, I want to see you famous one day, and make sure, don't forget me when you get famous. Mm. He said, I won't. So now every now and again, I hit him with the, don't forget that was me who bought your second album, little dude.
You get what I'm saying?
Same thing with DMX.
Oh, I love DMX.
I just happened to be on DMX. Rest in peace, brother, because he just, you know, celebrated a day or two ago.
I think it was yesterday.
I met DMX the same kind of way down in Yonkers. I was down there with some friends, and they was giving a party. But all his equipment was whack. Mm. You get what I'm saying? Like, you could hear all kind of buzzing and shit in there. And they didn't know who I was. Because, you know, I was in there, like I told you, I'd be somewhere in the corner all quiet and stuff. Y'all won't know, you know. Y'all will know I'm there. Yo, y'all will know I'm there because of how I look. I'm hard to miss. Watch where y'all meet me. You're going to be like, oh, this is the shit she talking about.
I can already tell.
Yeah, you're going to be dying laughing like, this is what she talking about right here. Okay. I'm hard to miss. You get what I'm saying? Because I'm almost Amazonish woman. You know,
how tall are you?
5'7" and a half. But in a pair of heels, I'm 6 feet. You get what I'm saying? So
I know what you mean, because so am I.
Yeah. And then I'm, you know, and then it's just body, a goddamn where. You feel what I'm saying?
I said I can always figure it out.
And I already knew what she was saying.
I definitely ain't paid for it. So everything wiggling, jiggling, shit, you know what I'm saying? But getting back to DMX though, right? So I'm hid in the corner, right? But I'm listening to the sound system and stuff, and they trying to get the party started hard as they can. So I walk up and move a couple switches and a couple wires and stuff, and you know, make sure they sound system is proper and in place, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, they got the party rocking, and then from that day forward, this little dude kept asking, yo, where your people's at? And I'm like, well, what little dude? And I'm talking to my friends, like, what little dude is y'all talking? They're like, yo, there you Tosh, that was DMX. Like, you don't, that's who, the same dude that you fix his, that was D, he the one that keep asking about you. You get what I'm saying? But these are mishap spots and places that God puts you in.
Absolutely.
To be able to be available. That's why I say I'm here right now trying to give it up. But don't knock at my fucking door, because I'm liable to cuss you out. So I'm going to give it to you, you know, right now. Come get it. You feel me? Mm. But don't knock at my damn door, because I'm too old for that. I'm too, you know, I'm past that stage of where I want to be out there really, you know, with people. So
yeah, shaking and baking.
Yeah. So God put you in the proper places with the proper people.
Absolutely. You know?
At all times.
Yeah. I'm thankful to be here with you guys.
For you to be here with us.
Yeah.
And to have you.
So you've interviewed both our artists.
Yeah.
Your thoughts.
Jay is scary. But he's entertaining though. You get what I'm saying? He's like one of them people that turn into Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson was scary.
Yeah, if you let him go ahead and do what he do, Jay would turn right into Michael Jackson on you. You get what I'm saying? Because he got that like that little soft spirit, you know, where he's laid back and kind of, you know. And I only say that because of the way that when I interviewed him, I said something to him that was specific to that second verse on that one first song that he sung to me. And I was saying to him, you had me at the beginning. I said, this is what I said, I think, specifically. I said, I'm an old, broke-up woman. I done been through some shit. You got to convince me. I said, you got to remember, because I'm trying to tell him this is what you're dealing with out there in the world now when you go out there. I'm an old, broke-up, fucked-up motherfucker that you going to have to talk to me now. God damn it, talk to me. You feel what I'm saying? And I told him that first verse had me. I was willing to listen to whatever you had to say. But then that second verse, you get what I'm saying? Now I'm like, man, this dude right here, man, he trying to play me. You gotta remember, I'm broke up, so my mind's spinning at what you're saying. You get what I'm saying? Make it make sense all the way through and make the intensity go up as you go along. You get what I'm saying? And so when I said that to him, it kind of lost him for a second. And then when he understood it, when I put it to him like that in a, you know, more of a beat type of way, he got it right off the back. And I was like, okay, he turned into Michael Jackson. You get what I'm saying? Like, he's shy at first, but like, oh, okay. Like, yeah, I think I could do that. I could get it. You get what I'm saying, right? So that's the way that I saw
it. Yeah, trust me, I understand. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah,
because I saw when he hit you with Balcony, he was like, that's much better.
Yeah. He had a little more confidence in that one. You know, he had a little more confidence in that one. And not only that, but that one grew because you could feel it without the beat. You get what I'm saying? And that makes a lot of difference when, you know, because when I talk to people, if you go through some of my clips, you'll see me talk to them from a DJ's perspective, and then you'll hear me talk to them from an A&R and artist management perspective.
Absolutely.
You get what I'm saying? Because I try to separate it. And then from a fan.
Yeah.
You feel me? And so when I talk to him from the fan point of view, what I said to him was, I'm old, broke up, motherfucker. I done been through some shit. You get what I'm saying? That's what's in the audience. And you gotta draw them in.
Lying.
You feel me? Like you got to bring them forward. Like, come on now. Like, you know. And so that she could just go ahead and throw her draws and her money and everything up on the stage.
Here, take it all.
Yeah, here, you could have that. Cause him, that's why Trey Songz went to getting folk. You get what I'm saying? Cause he had the ability to take their draws and then, you know, it turned into literally. But
you know what? Allegedly. Let me out.
I said allegedly.
Let me out right now.
I'm sorry. But you know, with that same intensity is what I'm trying to say.
What
to
she
you,
said
you know,
was R. Kelly. That's 2.0.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. R. Kelly and that Honey Love type shit. But you know,
R. Kelly.
That was my shit, by the way.
My still. See what I'm saying?
That's my shit right there.
Honey Love and Panty Dropper.
Have the ability to draw you. Yeah. You know, Jay got to be all that without touchy, sticky fingers and shit.
You know what?
That's all. You know.
Got you.
You feel what I'm saying? Because he had the ability. He had the look, too. You get what I'm saying? He got the look to be able to pop that off.
I'm done with y'all. Stop it.
Well, he definitely be performing at Fleet, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't need everybody to definitely pull up, tap in, and you know, he's about to really put on a show.
Yeah, tell him to avoid the crowd.
Yeah.
Tell him, don't worry about the crowd. Worry about what he got to do. Everything that he got to do, do that. You get what I'm saying? Don't worry about the crowd at all. You know?
Right. You got to perform like, what they say, dance like nobody's looking. That's how you got to perform.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got it, Rainbow. That's exactly what I'm saying. Where, like, the crowd ain't even there. Like, as if I'm, like, this is my best in the mirror performance ever.
Absolutely. ain't nobody watching me, but I'm gonna give it my all.
That's right. Like, yo, this is how I meant to do it right here. You know, my best in the mirror performance.
You know, men got a body roll.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Especially in Jamaica. Watch the fuck out. I'm trying to tell you.
I told you.
Watch out for that heatonism. Don't go out there with heatonism.
That's the weekend she going. She just ain't telling us. Yeah. Oh no, she said she's going with her man. Wait, let's stop getting her in trouble.
Well, facts.
Y'all stop telling on her.
I got headphones, y'all.
What did you think of Nequasia?
Nequasia jumped right out there. Nequasia got plenty of heart. Mm. Nequasia got plenty of heart. Like, you can put her anywhere. You can put her in the front to, you know, get some showcases done. You can put her in a group to showcase really hard. You get what I'm saying? Like, she has the ability to be able to do a double thing, if I'm making sense to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nequasia can do two things at one time. She can showcase in the beginning, and she can showcase in the end and in the middle. So she has that... that ability to be able to, if she started as a backup singer, she would be like Lisa Fisher. If I'm making sense to y'all. That's how I see Nequasia. If she was to get into like a really famous group and to get that backup singing teaching, you know, because it's a different thing to play with music and on cue with different things and on stage and step in. You learn so much more on hand than you do just in the studio.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So if she had that type of collaboration where she can be involved in a backup group for a manner of time to be able to get that learning, Nequasia got so much heart that she would turn into, with that type of knowledge under her belt, she would turn into somebody like Lisa Fisher. Because she has the voice, she just need the vocal extension now. And that take live performance. You get what I'm saying? And that take plenty of live performance to be able to, that shoot. You get what I'm saying? It take a lot to be able to say that and scream that across 100,000 people. And everybody hear you. You get what I'm saying? So yeah. She got plenty of heart. And Nequasia can do a couple different things. She can do a dual type of thing. You get me?
Yeah.
Like Jay had to be polished up to be number one. But Nequasia can duel. She has you feel me? Like, she has the ability to duel, for real. She can y'all can stick her into something famous, like get her that airplay, that airtime, that name time. You feel me?
Listen, this is why I wanted them on your show. And that was so that they can get the knowledge that they need to see. You know, I can tell them these things all day. I'm the manager. They like me, love me. I drive them crazy. They drive me crazy.
It's not about that. It's about getting the job done.
When you hear it from an A&R, it's a little bit different. You know, because they're going to break it down whether you like it or not. They're going to give you the honesty that you need.
Yeah.
And you can sit there and say, oh, well, Don didn't say that, but, you know, maybe it was his delivery.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I already know what it means. It's always my delivery. You know.
We that, know that. Just...
No, artists are sensitive.
You already know.
No, Don is just, sometimes you be like, but who are you talking to?
Artists have big egos, and they're also very sensitive.
Yes.
You know, that's one thing
I'm not an artist. I'm not an artist. I'm talking about me. I'd be like, but who are you talking to? Am I one of your children?
I talk way worse than this. I do. I talk way worse than this because I don't have time. I don't have time.
What you're saying right now is perfectly fine. It's Dawn's delivery. It's not even.
No, I'm telling you, when I'm with my artists and when I'm out, I talk way worse than this. They have gotten so used to me over the year. I talk way worse than this. I'm telling you, if you're going to see some of the artists come through and like in the next couple weeks, I talk way worse than this.
The thing is, that, you know what, if they need to artists got to understand it. You don't believe in them. Yeah, it's not helping them.
Don, I don't want to hear shit. Get it done. You feel me? I talk way worse than this. I don't want to hear that shit, man. Go ahead. I start rolling that off. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Y'all move. For real. Like, you get what I'm saying? Because you expecting me to push something that you ain't pushing. How you ain't on you?
Absolutely.
And you mad at me because I ain't on you. Like, I ain't no motherfucking fan. I'm your boss.
That's my theory. Like, if I'm working harder for you than you are for yourself, then what's the point?
The fuck? Yeah, I talk way worse. I'm trying to tell you, I talk way worse up close and probably like, yo, what the fuck, yo? For real. Like, you know, because I don't have time. I'm getting too old for that. If we saying this is what the goal is, don't jump me out in the middle of a fight in the middle of the street and then leave me out there fighting and shit with all these people in the middle of the street and you don't walk back to the curb.
Absolutely.
And don't leave me out there in the middle of the street and you don't walk past me with some next motherfuckers. And now you looking back at me like, yeah, see? You get what I'm saying? See, this is the plight of management and artist development and A&Rs. This is the plight that we take on when we start dealing with the artists. That's what I'm saying. Artists have big egos. They think that you're supposed to be like on some dragon rider and shit, and you trying to tell them I ain't no dragon rider, bro. You feel what I'm saying? I'm the boss. But they, you know, you got to show and prove. You feel what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people don't show and prove. You got to show and prove. So any, like, I had Jay laugh, and I was telling him about when I was in the studio. And when I first got down here to Orlando, I didn't want to pick up an artist, but I wound up picking up an artist. And, you know, we went over to the studio and stuff, and I'm sitting there laughing. And they, you know, I'm playing it off like I don't hear him, but I'm a musician. I hear every fucking thing. I hear the garbage can clink a certain kind of way. You get what I'm saying? When the fucking lid hit the garbage can, that motherfucker sound like to me. Oh, that shit was fly.
You done fucked up to me.
It was fly. Y'all heard that? You get what I'm saying? So I'm in the studio. I'm listening to every damn thing, but he trying to impress me so hard, not because of who I am, but because of what I look like. You get what I'm saying? He all, you know. And I'm looking at him smiling, just looking over at him like, little nigga. This ain't what
I'm
you want.
I'm old enough to be your mama. Get your ass out of here.
This is not what you want. I'm telling you, this ain't what you want. But anyway, to get on with that, so now, because I won't pay him no mind, he flexing at me. So what you think about that song? That song was all right.
But I could do better.
That song was all right. So now he throwing the next song. Well, what you think about this song? And then he jump in and everybody hyping him up. They like, yeah, kick your shit, spit your shit, daddy. And I'm sitting on the couch and I'm over here eating some mozzarella sticks or some bullshit, you know, because I'm on a whole playoff right now. I'm over here with my partner from the record company and I'm on the playoff. Y'all get what I'm saying, right? So now he jump out the booth and now what you think about that? And so my partner says, because he's a clown, he said, ain't nothing you can do to that motherfucker to make me like it. You know, because he's foul as hell, though. He is foul.
Nah, but it's that honesty that's it. And this is the part, once again, why I say it all the time, I will never manage another rapper because they make me want to kill them.
I'm telling you, straightforward with it. He told him, I ain't nothing you can do.
So it's just too much. No. Wow. Manage yourself. I quit.
So now he done crushed his little spirit. So now he bucking back at me, right? So now he back over there. I'm the only girl in the room. So he back, you know, he going to exert that male energy at me and shit. So he said, well, what you think? I said, well, I think.
You can't cut your shit.
I said, well, I think you could take about 8 to 16 off the front of that motherfucker. And over here, back where it dropped like this, you could drop that down and drop the sound out of that and bring that back on the fourth or maybe even the eighth beat. Let's see how it sound on the eighth beat. I said, and then also in the back, you could take off about 16 off of that. I said, let's try that and let's see what it sound like. And as I was saying it, no, but this is what I'm saying. When you're dealing with proper people know proper people. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So as I'm saying it to him, the producer is doing exactly what I'm saying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like the producer, like, she know what the fuck she talking about. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So he was doing it. As I'm telling him what I think, he's doing it. And when he ran it back, I said, run it back. Now, let's see what that sound like. You get what I'm saying? And then I crossed my motherfucking leg.
I can't. It was the cross of the leg and the lean back for me.
And I crossed my motherfucking leg. Y'all feel me, right? I said, now, mm-hmm. let's listen to what that sound like. And then when they played it back, it was like, damn, that's different. I was like, bring that up.
No, the whole thing, it was what she was doing was, nigga, don't look at me.
Yeah.
Listen to what the fuck I said. Right. Listen to what I said. Stop trying to impress me because of what I look like and listen to what the knowledge that I'm trying to keep to you. Because
I don't even give a fuck about you like that.
But I'm going to cross my leg and let you see what it look like and lean back on it.
I came here to do a job. And the service. You get what I'm saying? And if you know, don't flex on me because I flex back. You feel me?
That's what she did. That was the whole flex on me. Look, that was the whole across the leg and the lean back. She said, and watch this shit, motherfucker.
Yeah, me and the producer been friends ever since. You get what I'm saying? Because he's a rapper also. So when he drops stuff, he'll drop it like, yo, Taj, check this out. What you think about this? And then I listen to it and give him my little overall. That's how, Don, when you went through and you seen some of the people, mm-hmm. like Paris. Paris comes from Blackstreet and As Yet and Levert 2 and stuff like that. You get what I'm saying? Like he heavy duty, heavy Teddy Riley and him, he heavy duty. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But even he dropped his shit on me. Taj, check this out real quick. Let me let you listen to this real quick. And I'll tell him, wait, bring that up. Like when he was doing, when we were doing the interview about the Afrobeats thing, we had argued about that beforehand. We had not was saying to him, nah, man, add this right here. He said, because I want the sound too, you know, hip hoppy and R&B. And I wanted the sound, and man, to just add, trust me on this. We like literally screaming on each other and shit on my way to the store.
She's on her way to the store. She be like,
Damn. I was at the corner at the fucking intersection and just screaming on him, like, trust me on this. Because I hadn't yet.
Listen, I know what I'm telling you.
Yeah, I wasn't calm yet. I had yet made it to the store. But
she was on her way, not on her way back.
Y'all know what I'm saying.
Yep.
So, yeah, you know, but even he drops his stuff. to let me check it out. And so, you know, I'm thankful to have those type of people in my circle. Because, like I said, iron sharpens iron.
Absolutely.
Excuse me, y'all.
That's the only way, man.
That's the damn ice then. Y'all hear me in that ice, right?
It's the damn allergies.
Mm-mm, y'all don't hear me crunching that damn ice? That's the damn ice. You ain't listening to me, boo-boo. I'm about almost choked on that bitch real quick. I was like, oh, shoot. That junk slid down my...
Ain't nobody there to do CPR. Ain't nobody there to do CPR.
It slid down my throat so quick. I... Oh, man.
We ain't used to that.
Stop messing with the ice.
Oh, Jesus.
Just to let y'all know before we ride out of here, we are live on EatingRushNetwork.com, so make sure y'all tap in. Let's shout out real quick our sponsors real quick. Shout out to Industry 21 Magazine. Shout out to The Gallery each and every Tuesday, CaribbeanPowerJam.com. Shout out to Chef Beauty. Shout out to Envious Creations. Shout out to Martine Felton. Shout out to Rainbow Refreshers, the Evening Rush Lemonade. And I just sent her a new recipe. You are really killing it. And shout out to Painted Drip by the Joker. Definitely appreciate all of y'all. So, ladies, we're gonna start with you, Tosh. Miss Tosh, how you wanna go out?
You guys, and I know I shouldn't be on at 7 with you guys, but I am on every Wednesday at the Ultimate DJ Music Review. And more talk show on YouTube, on Blast Radio, on blast247.com, on Facebook, on Instagram. So all across the board, except for Twitter right now, we go live every Wednesday. So you guys can catch our show there. Blend after blend after blend on the Ultimate DJ blend battle on Facebook. There's like so many DJs over there. Every day somebody posts up something, so you always gonna hear something smooth. What I post over there will also be on this page. So, you know, if y'all want something to wake up to in the morning, y'all go over to my page, check out the blend side, which is the music side. And oh yeah, y'all wake up with me. I be up jamming. And, you know, I play music that make you want to get up and groove. I'm not one of them slow drag people. I don't like, I just don't. You know them DJs that do that slow drag shit? They beats don't go past 80 and something. They be like 80 to 85 or something. Y'all know
so
them.
Disrespectful right now. You so disrespectful right now. Because a lot of people don't know what she's talking about. Some people might not know what she's talking about, but I know what she's talking
about. I'm going to need them to come up to like 95 to like 98 for a little while around this bitch. You feel what I'm saying? Because that's drag rap and stuff. You get what I'm saying? And we don't really do that. So on my channel, we'll go down that road every now and again, like maybe on Valentine's Day and shit, and come back. But, for the most part, because I am who I am, we have some creative blends over there. Y'all go check them out. They never heard blends because I make them up as I'm going along. And I'm one of the very few DJs that DJ without headphones. So I have to master the music in order to be able to master the blend before I bring it in. Know that I have mastered it in my mind before. You know, cause I catch you without no headphones, so that's how.
We need to chop it up, cause I could use you on even the Rush Network Radio.
Yeah, bro. So you know,
chop it up.
Yeah. Cause I don't do all that. I catch it right straight off. Like I pull it right in and stop it right there. Cause I'm gonna know right when it start. You get what I'm saying? Mentally.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Where everybody else, you know what I'm saying. You know, because when I start hitting the BPMs and you cracked up about that, I know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's a different level that I'm talking right there. And only those who've been in there, I go back with the real to real. You get what I'm saying? Like that was the real to real was underneath our table and that little silver ass box with the two silver handles on it on the side. That was the the amp and shit. And you know, them old fucking straight arms. You know, before the S arms came out, we had them straight arms that'll pull back and fuck and stuff like that. You get what I'm saying? I go way back to that, you know, when Gemini Mixer was just coming out. And, you know, so when I say certain stuff, I talk to people to see if they really know what they know.
Mm-hmm.
You feel
some
me?
People, I got, some people talk a good game.
Yeah, I need to know if, you know, I say the things. That's why I started off like I do with the artists. So that, you know, just to make sure they know what they know. You get what I'm saying? So when I said to you about Jay being a little bit scary, but scary, he turned into Michael Jackson.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, and Nequasia can do both. She can, you know, what she needs to start out doing is to get that training and that namesake underneath her. If y'all can get her in a good band, like a behind somebody like Tyrese. You get what I'm saying? Where she can get that vocal training. Because Tyrese sing at a high level. And Joe sings at a high level. You understand what I'm saying? So if y'all can get her in places like that where she can sing at a high level and train her up in that way and then get her name out there in the equation, it'd be crazy. She'd jump out there like Lisa Fisher with some training. Even Faith Evans sing at a high level. I was at the Baltimore Jazz Fest one year, and up until that point, I didn't really get into Faith because of all the Biggie stuff. I never really liked Biggie. I always thought Biggie fucked the game up, where everybody said Biggie had changed the game. And I'm like, yeah, for the worse.
Oh, damn.
You know, I did, because he did. He came in talking all kind of, you know, it was no science to him. He came in, you know, with all the nasty stuff, with that fat boy shit, that, you know, I'm insecure fat boy nigga shit.
I gotta go.
You get what I'm saying? Not being funny.
In New York right now.
I'm being real, because see, what happened is that after Biggie came with all that old nasty nigga shit, that old insecure fat nigga shit, here come Little Kim with all that nasty girl, bad girl behavior, and then all the bad girls came about. So now everybody wanted to, you know, want to be on the cover. They go from looking like Rainbow MC Light to somebody squatted the fuck down with their coochie on the screen. You get what I'm saying? And they telling the little girl be scared of the. You get what I'm saying? I'm like, well, how the fuck? Wait a minute. And then this birth, the next chick. The fat black girl, this insecure and shit, now she, if it worth it, she tell me how to work it, flip it, script it, hit this long, that long, what the fuck, like, yo, and you know, and she got a garbage bag on while she doing it, so it's looking cool to everybody, because she look like a space person while she talking about, you get what I'm saying? I'm like, what the fuck is happening here? I'm like, ain't no little kid supposed to be listening to this shit.
Change, people.
You get what I'm saying? If y'all gonna come from that
and then
angle,
look where we at now.
Yeah, for real. But everybody, you know, when I'm saying stuff, Don, they, you know, everybody offended. But what I'm saying is real. Like, let's play it back. Mm-hmm. Y'all wondering why the girls is off the chain right now? But Snoop told them, cheat on your man. That's how you get ahead. Snoop told him that shit. Anytime a nigga get mad at me, I tell him, blame my brothers and my father. They said, why would we blame your brothers and your father? I said, because my dad said, fuck that nigga. so did my brothers.
Listen, she got a bomb because I could. Yeah.
Didn't y'all dad say that when that nigga started acting crazy? Your dad said, "Man, fuck that nigga." That come from men.
I don't know what you're talking about, and you know.
We know you didn't told them girls that. Don't even talk. Don't
talk. I don't know what you're talking about.
So you know, these are some of the things that I just want to end with as I'm going out messing with y'all. I thought that would have made y'all laugh on the way out.
Yeah.
Because usually when I go to the store and come back, I'd be all wet and sweaty. So I'm glad y'all caught me after I had woke up from going to the store and coming back. Had y'all not caught me, I'd have been walked up in here about sweaty and wet as an old man on a young bitch.
I'm done.
But I'm sorry.
Yeah. We gotta go only because I got another show. But CK, how you want to go? Because if I don't take the mic from her, she's going to kill us.
Great week. Be blessed. This is our season finale.
Season four finale.
I have been kidnapped for a whole dang season. Look at that. Boy, won't he do it?
Jesus. We'll be back in May.
Amen.
Won't he do it?
That's right.
Okay. Well, Rainbow, I hope it ain't May 1st.
No, it's not May 1st.
Okay, as long as it ain't May 1st, because I won't be here.
Rainbow, how you want to go out?
I'd like to say, I don't even know at this point. I should have fingered out of here, you know, the church finger out of here a long time ago.
Don't leave me hanging.
Baby. They gonna talk about us about this one, but I don't give a fuck. I just want to thank Ms. Tosh B for being here.
Yes, my pleasure.
As TK said, y'all have a blessed week. it's only Wednesday, y'all. God damn. Hopefully y'all make it through to the weekend. That's my busiest time, y'all. I don't get one. And also thank y'all, God bless, and good night. That's it. That's all I got to say. Dawn, how you wanna go out?
Yeah, as always, I want to thank everybody that was tuning in, tapped in. I definitely gotta thank Miss Tosh B. Yo, I appreciate you in so many ways. You already know we definitely gonna chop it up some more because we got a lot of work to do together.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Gotta thank these two women for another great, amazing season. Yo, listen, I still gotta always say to myself, yo, 8 years ago, this girl right here said, let's start this, and we still going. I'm confused.
I'm the driver.
Season 5 of our own shit. Like, we about to do season 5 of our own shit, our own network, our own 2 black people. Let's go. We will see y'all in May 15th when we come back. We appreciate y'all. Make sure y'all tap in once again. WLEO 26.7, Baltimore, WLPN 86.4, The Beat in South Carolina. Make sure y'all get y'all tickets for Fleet DJs in Orlando on the 18th to the 22nd. Shout out to Bobby D Customs. If y'all need some custom print, hit up my boy Bobby D. You can tap into him on his Instagram. Shout out to Green Links Media. Shout out to Joker and Vet and Miss Arkansas. Yo, great morning show in the mornings on the Rush Network. Shout that out. And once again, shout out to Liddy Radio. Make sure y'all tap in on Sundays, yo. Her R&B joint is spot. I ain't gonna hold you. I was sitting there chilling after I listened to DJ GMF with the whole, you know, gospel, because I had to go to gospel first. But either way, we out of here, yo. We'll catch y'all in a couple of weeks.
In a month. Y'all.
We'll catch you in a month. Yo, love, peace, and you already know what it is. It's the Evening Rush, man. My nephew told me I'm a king and a crown fitted. You can catch me in a $1,000 outfit.